Malakalikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday to you. You're listening to News Radio 92.3. I'm Jenna Barr. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel, and it's Tuesday morning. Happy November 22nd, the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. We are getting into the Christmas spirit, so it's time for the Garden Line. And today, if you have a question, please text it in, 437-1620 to our text line, or feel free to call 850-437-1620 with your question for Mike Wiggins. But we're going to go over some Christmas gift ideas, different types of Christmas trees, all of the Christmassy fun. But of course, I had to start out with Malakalikimaka because, you know, we have the whitest beaches and the whitest Christmases here in Pensacola.
Yeah, we're better than they are.
Yeah.
It's just as simple as that. Great choice of music.
And
as a matter of fact, I haven't seen you dance that early in the show.
That's my Elmer Fudd dance.
Is that what that is? Anyway, happy Thanksgiving to all our listeners out there. We hope you have a wonderful time with friends and family and food and football and all that goes with Thanksgiving, because it's a great holiday. It really is. We're going to head over to Tallahassee on Friday after Thanksgiving and take in the little football game over there.
That's right.
The Gators and the Seminoles.
That's a big game.
It is as big as it gets. There's no doubt about that.
Guess what? If you can't get to the game, you know what? You can listen right here.
Right here.
On News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely.
So pre-game, I think, starts at 4. So.
Really? I think it's, I want to say 6:30, maybe their time.
6:30 is their the game time,
I think
kickoff.
Their time. Yeah, I believe that's correct.
Well, but I'm excited for you.
Well, it's going to be
that's
fun.
That's a fun way to wrap up your weekend.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And, of course, Thanksgiving will be fun. A lot of family, a lot of grandchildren. It'll just be a great time. And I hope everyone else has the same.
Yes, because we are thankful for you. You definitely deserve a wonderful holiday season.
As you do. And I know you're going to be doing a little traveling.
Yes,
and,
sir.
Be safe. Be careful. I hate to put it this way, but there's some crazies out there. Just
yes, and the
be
crazy
aware.
Weather. Oh, you
yes.
know what I want to say real quick? Speaking of Thanksgiving, I want to give a plug for today. Mana Food Pantries and Fill the Mayflower is still happening right now with Coastal Moving and Storage. We have our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, that is out there. We also have, I believe Andrew McKay will be there from News Radio 92.3.
Right.
And, of course, the team from WEAR.
Yeah, Sue Strong will be there
yes.
most of the day. She does this every year, does a wonderful job. And
she is amazing.
She really is.
Like a little Energizer bunny. Her and Mel McCray from Cat Country, they were going all day yesterday. So they did a fantastic job. They'll be out till 6 today at Cordova Mall. You can drop off non-perishable food items. I got to speak with Dee Dee Flaunlacker, who's
yes.
the executive director.
Yes.
And you know what she said, Mike? And I just want to do this because it's Thanksgiving and it's so important to give back. She said, most of all, they need canned fruit
right.
and fruit juice and canned mm-hmm. vegetables.
Exactly. Exactly. We, Mary Ellen and I, my wife Mary Ellen and I, volunteer once a week at St. Vincent de Paul Food Pantry. And I'll tell you right now, it's an eye-opener. Insofar as the needs in our community for people that need help, insofar yes. as food and all that type of thing, it's amazing. And what Sue is doing, and Cat Country, and Andrew, and the whole everybody in Pensacola.
It was so encouraging donates. To see people yesterday.
Right.
I hung out for a little while in the afternoon during Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi, and it was so encouraging to see people bring. Some people, you could tell that's all they could bring. So the best gift that we can give this year is giving back to people in the community.
There's no question. A little pat on the back to Catholic High School, too. Catholic High School had a food drive that the food came to St. Vincent de Paul, and it was a truckload.
Nice.
I'll tell you right now. Those kids brought in those canned goods and cereals and that type of thing, things that are needed. And so that's kind of stocked our pantry for for a while.
Yeah.
They did a great job.
That's encouraging. We love it.
We do love it.
So moving forward into Christmas season, if you have a question this morning or you would like to send us your Thanksgiving Day decorations, maybe you're all set up already. If you are on it, please send it in 850-437-1620. Mike Wiggins is here till 10 on the Garden Line.
Right. What we want to do this morning, if we have time, when it comes to the Christmas things to talk about on the Garden Line, is probably too much for one show. But we do want to talk about Christmas plants. Now, we're going to start out with Christmas trees, which obviously is the number one. But I hope before the show's over, we can say a word or two about poinsettias and Christmas cactus and herbs and paper whites and amaryllis and calanchos and all those plants that you sort of can use in your decorating for Christmas and plants that will last as you go into the new year. So here's what we do. I'll tell you this, Jenna. I went by Farmer's Market yesterday to kind of see what the situation was with Christmas trees. I knew we were going to talk about it today. Talked to a great guy, Mario. Have you ever met Mario at Bailey's? Mario is in charge of the Christmas trees. And we had a great conversation. And he said, they're going to have Fraser firs. They're going to have noble firs. We're going to talk about those in a minute. But Mario did give me some advice. He says, if you're looking for a Fraser fir or a tree, quite frankly, over 10 feet, you better shop early. There's a shortage on those taller trees. So be aware of that. And also he told me a very interesting fact. He said, we've got, I think, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of trees, but by about the 7th of December, it's going to be kind of thin, because people are going to buy them early because, quite frankly, they know they need to get the ones that they want. So in any event, Mario said they're in business over there. They already have them out ready to sell, because this is a huge weekend for buying Christmas trees. So many people buy them
on Thanksgiving
weekend. Yeah. Absolutely. So why don't we look at a couple of varieties? You'll take the break first?
Yeah. Why don't we?
Then we'll come back. We'll start with them. I've got four or five varieties I want to talk about that some are good, some are bad. None of them are bad, but some are better than others. So let's go there.
Some better than others. That's a good way to put it. If you like to hop into the text line, 850-437-1620. I'm Jenna Barr. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Well, I don't know if it'll snow here, but we'll still get into the Christmas spirit. Of course, a little Frank Sinatra will help.
On your travels, you may hit a little snow.
Oh, yeah. Well, sleet is on the calendar for Saturday. I'm not too happy about that.
Oh, no.
We'll just pretend
Let's
like it's
hope you're
snow.
Not driving. I don't want you to be driving.
No driving. No. We'll be hunkered down.
Okay. Here's a question for you, Jenna. The best Christmas tree. Which one do you like the best? What variety? Which one do you like?
What do I like?
Yeah.
I like a Douglas fir.
Do you? Okay.
I do. I think it's because I remember getting them all the time growing up as a kid. And I don't know if it has a distinct smell. To me, it does. And my aunt got one. My grandparents got one. My parents got one. And so I just have always gravitated. But I don't think I've ever gotten one since moving here.
Right. They are native to Washington. We're going to talk about them in just a minute. I personally like a Fraser fir, and I think that has become probably one of the most popular, if the most popular tree in Pensacola. It's just has everything you want. It's soft. It's not going to stick you. It generally has a straight trunk. And matter of fact, it's the White House. Over the years, has had Fraser firs,
really?
in the White House. Yeah, they grow in North Carolina and Virginia, and I guess some in Tennessee at very high elevations. And it's just a beautiful tree. Smells good, holds its needles very well, and so I think that is one of the favorite trees here in Pensacola. I don't believe it always has been. I think another tree that has been very popular in our town. I know because we used to sell some of these things. Was Scotch pines, which will stick you a little bit. That's a native, just a trivia deal. It's a native tree of Scotland. And some of the literature will tell you that's one of the best-selling trees in the country. They are grown in the eastern U.S. and in Canada. As a matter of fact, it's real funny. I bought a Scotch pine one year, Jenna, and I was working with it to kind of get it all set up. And I found a little packet wrapped in plastic around a limb. And I opened it up.
Is it a message from Santa?
It was a message from one of the workers in Canada saying, I hope you enjoy it. Come get me. Take me to Florida. Absolutely. Anyway, he was said, I hope you enjoy your tree. But I thought that was kind of cool. Anyway, Scotch pine. Now, here's a big problem with the Scotch pine. I found this. Maybe our listeners don't have this same problem I do. Back in the day when I used to buy a Scotch pine every year, boy, it has such a large trunk. It's hard to get into our traditional stands, if you will. I mean, to get that thing straight and to get it in the stand was difficult. The Fraser fir is easier. I think it's straighter and it fits into the Christmas tree stands. One thing that I think you might want to do, and we'll talk about water in a minute, but when you buy a tree, so many of our people who sell trees nowadays will put a Christmas tree stand on your tree for you, which has a container that holds the water. And we're going to talk about that water in a minute, but that is a good way to do it, because that water is so important. Now, where are we here? Talking to Mario, he says they're going to have some noble firs, and a noble fir is just a classy tree. It's beautiful, very structured limbs coming down. But they come from the West Coast. They come from Northern California and Washington and states like that. But if you're going to buy a tree in the 6 or 7 foot range, I think a noble fir is just a gorgeous tree. Now, your favorite, the Douglas fir. Douglas fir has a little more space between the limbs. And, of course, if you get a Douglas fir that maybe isn't the best Douglas fir in the lot, some people might call it a Charlie Brown tree.
It does look a little bit more like a Charlie Brown tree.
It really does. They grow Douglas firs grow in the West Coast. Sure, they do. California, Washington, that type of thing. But Douglas fir it has a lot of spacing. Now, a lot of people like that spacing in there, Jenna, because you hang your ornaments and you can see them if you hang them. But the Douglas fir is, in my opinion, is not as much fun as the Fraser fir. Just a couple of other ones real quick.
Yeah.
Virginia pine is a Christmas tree a lot of people will go out and cut. If you're going to go out in the woods and cut a tree or into a tree farm, Virginia pine is there. That's a Christmas tree that one of the few that is grown in the South, Virginia pine. But it's a pretty tree, too. Another one people use is a Leland cypress. Now, Leland cypress, in my opinion, is a landscaping plant, a basic landscaping plant. But if you want a tree that you're going to plant outside after Christmas, and you can buy a Leland cypress in a container, it probably won't be too tall, but that's a good choice if you want a plant that you're going to put outside. Now, here's a test, Jenna. I'm going back to my conversation with Mario.
Yeah.
Mario said that they're going to have con-color Christmas trees. Have you ever heard of a con-color Christmas tree? I told Mario.
That's not flocked, is it?
No.
What is that?
No.
Con-color?
Con-color, C-O-N-C-O-L-O-R.
Oh.
I looked it up because I had no idea what Mario was talking about. He said, the internet, I'm sure, is always right, says it's a white fir.
Wow.
He said it's very soft needles, Mario tells me. And what's interesting about it, it has an orange aroma. An orange aroma. So, in any event, that's one that they're going to stock
natural,
at Bailey's.
Is that more of a genetically made tree?
I think being a fir, I would say it's a natural tree, but you never
know.
Because
it does it has white on it.
Yes.
Okay.
A little different coloration. So it'll be interesting to see what the...
that's a natural flock.
Con-color white fir is going to look like. So, in any event, that's our friends at Bailey's are telling me all of that, and I think that's going to be fun. I do want to mention one thing to you about the Douglas fir that you talked about, that we talked about it being a Charlie Brown tree. But you can get Douglas firs, Jenna, very, very tall. Now, Mario's saying he's not going to have anything over 10 feet. But if you're decorating for a church or you have very high ceilings, you want a tall tree. Well, let me tell you what friends of mine did in the past. They took two Douglas firs, very tall, 12 to 15 feet, and wove them together.
Oh, boy.
Got the limbs and kind of wove them so the trunks were right next to each other and wired the trunks together. And you once you did that, it was a thicker tree, a tall tree, and you really couldn't tell it was two trees put together.
That's
but that, it was really interesting. I had a customer way back in the day. They did that every year. And
that
it was
cool.
It was a major deal to get those limbs woven in there. But that was a good way to get a tall tree and a thick tree kind of at the same time. So those were Douglas firs. So anyway, those are the Christmas trees. We've got a couple of hints here. Jenna, we need to go through about how to select your tree, what to do when you're selecting your tree.
Okay, let's do that coming up.
We'll do that coming back.
Okay. All right. What we're going to do is take a quick break. I've got a couple of texts in with some comments. I'll get to those as soon as possible. If you'd like to text in a question or a picture, maybe you've already Christmas decorated. That's great. I want to see that too. We are getting into the spirit today on the Garden Line here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
The mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better this Christmas.
All right, Mike, come on, you left me hanging on the singing.
Oh, I'm telling you,
whenever you have that song, when you sing This Christmas, no matter who sings it, yeah. I feel like everybody has to just jump in. This Christmas.
Who is that?
That's Gladys Knight and the Pips.
The best Christmas album ever, without question. Without question.
Yes. We're just getting into the Christmas mood over here. That's what we're doing.
We are.
We really are. We do have about 30 seconds before we hit the news. Loblollies. Loblolly pine.
Yeah. Loblolly pine. A true Charlie Brown Christmas
tree. That is the ultimate Charlie
Brown. The ultimate Charlie Brown.
That's from Paul.
That's from Paul. Absolutely. And you can buy pine trees like that. Buy them in a 3-gallon container, maybe about 3 feet tall, 4 feet tall, maybe a little bit more. And you've got a nice tree you can plant out in the backyard when it's all done.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
I love that idea.
Kind of like that Leland cypress. Don't forget that one as a plant that you can use in Pensacola that'll stay with you forever and get very, very big.
Okay.
But a good Christmas tree.
They're so pretty.
They are pretty, no doubt about it.
So lush.
Yes.
It just looks like you want to hug it. We're not going to hug the Christmas tree.
We're not going to hug the tree.
Not today. All right. What we're going to do is take a break. Stay tuned. We have a Fox News update followed by Steve Taylor in the newsroom here on News Radio 92.3.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho,
welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. Hey, don't forget, today till 6 p.m., we have Phil the Mayflower at Cordova Mall in the parking lot right across from Ascension Sacred Heart, where they are putting up the Christmas tree. We are talking all things Christmas trees today here on the Garden Line. But today till 6, you can drop off non-perishable food items to help Fill the Mayflower with Manna Food Pantry. So go ahead out there and drop some donations off today. So we are talking all things Christmas trees. We were saying that Bailey's, which I drove by this morning on my way here to the station, they are fully stocked.
Yes.
The string lights are up. It looks beautiful and magical. They have Christmas trees. I have not checked out any big box stores. I haven't really kept my eye out yet for it because we'll put ours up soon. But who else?
Well, I've noticed the big box stores have got the areas ready for them.
They have
they've
it ready.
They kind of cordoned off part of the parking lot. But our good friend Larry out of Pensacola Seed and Garden on Mobile Highway, Larry historically has handled trees. And if I'm not mistaken, if Larry's listening, please correct me. In the past, Larry has used the snow, the flocking on trees. He'll do that for you.
Yes.
One thing about that flocking on trees, Jenna, is that it fireproofs the tree. And once again, if somebody with the city is listening to me, they may contradict me. But in the past, if you own a business in the city of Pensacola, it used to have to be fireproofed. And the flocking sufficed for that. Or there are some clear liquids that one can spray on a tree to fireproof it. So we need to, be sure that's done. If you have a business, what I would do if I had a business in the city of Pensacola, I'd check in with the closest fire station and ask them, is that a current rule or is Wiggins way behind times? That could be.
And honestly, I think now people just do artificial in their businesses to be on the safe side.
I agree. I totally agree.
But I also have read different articles online about how, although artificial trees are excellent, you need to replace them at most 6 years. That's at most because it builds up dust and other particulates.
And they're expensive.
But you can go on Facebook Marketplace and somebody's always looking to get one off their hands.
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Why not? Reduce, reuse, right?
There you go. Okay, Jenna, you're going out. Okay, we've talked about the trees and it's time to take the family out and pick out the tree. There are a couple things you need to do. Most of these are nothing new. We all know them, but a good refresher here. Number one, obviously, check the height of the ceiling in the room where you're going to put the tree. In the past, I have bought trees that were just a little too big. By the time I put the angel on the top, I had to do some pruning to make that happen. So check the height of the ceiling. And when you get there and you see the tree you like, Take your fingers, your fist, if you will, and run it over the branch. And if the needles kind of start coming off in your hand, go find another tree. I would not use that one. And if you can, unless it's too big, take the tree and just bounce it. Bounce it on asphalt or concrete and be sure that it just doesn't lose all, not it won't lose all its needles. Mm-hmm. But if a lot of needles are falling off, find another
sign.
Tree. Of course, if a tree has a wilted look, you don't want to do that. And make sure that trunk is straight. Look at the Christmas tree stand you have at home. If you're not going to let the person who is selling you the tree do it, to be sure that it's going to fit. Matter of fact, you might even take your stand with you to be sure that that tree is going to fit into that stand. And a couple other things you want to do. This is important. This is important. It's got to sit in water. If you go to, I'll just use Bailey's as an example. I'm sure Larry over at Pensacola Seed would do the same thing. When you buy it, have them cut off, maybe an inch at the bottom, and get it home. And if you're not going to put it up right away, put it in a bucket of water. That's really important. Now, if you take your tree and they've cut off that inch and you take it home, and you don't put it in water, you just don't have time, whatever. It doesn't take long for that base of that trunk to kind of callus over, if you will, and then it'll never absorb water, no matter how much water you put in the Christmas tree stand. So be sure you keep it in water and keep that fresh cut on it. That is really, really important. Obviously, don't put it near a fireplace when you get it home, a fireplace or a heater, it doesn't like that. And you need to check the water. Nobody does this. I don't know why the rules say this. Check the water level in the stand several times a day. A tree may use several quarts of water a day.
Wow. Now,
I check the water in mine, but I'll be honest with you, it's not every day. And never let the level of that water fall below the base of the tree.
Yeah.
Now here's something that's fun, gentlemen. Water is critical. But over the years, a lot of people have used some homemade remedies to keep a Christmas tree safe to put into the water. Here, just a couple. Let me see. I wrote them down. Here we go. A gallon of water, 4 teaspoonfuls of bleach, Clorox bleach, 2 cups of light corn syrup, 4 teaspoons of lemon juice or vinegar. That's a lot of work. But some easier ones, 1 gallon of water, 1 can of 7-Up, and a splash of bleach. Put that in your water. Or 1 gallon of water, 4 teaspoonfuls of sugar. And you ready for this? 1 copper penny. Why would one put 1 copper penny in Christmas tree water?
For good luck. A wishing well.
You think that? I like it. That's aggressive. I never thought of that. I was wondering why you put a copper penny.
I bet our listeners know. Somebody's about to correct.
But old Mike doesn't know. I don't know that one. All right. Here's another one. You ready? Add vodka to the water.
Get that Christmas tree drunk.
Get that Christmas tree happy. That's right. And because it says the myth is that the vodka will allow the water to spread throughout the tree faster.
That's what I say when I drink it.
But I got a quote here from some guy. He says, but when I add vodka to myself, I totally dehydrate.
Oh, isn't that funny how it works?
So he says, use vodka on your Christmas tree at your own risk. How about adding water? Adding aspirin to the water.
I have heard that.
I have heard that too. Or you could buy a whole house humidifier. Talk about impractical. Forget that. So
not here. We'll just put the Christmas tree outside.
That's exactly right. So those are just some of the home remedies to keep that fresh. The key is to put that tree in water and have that fresh cut on it when you put it up. Because if that thing dries out for even an hour or so, as I said, it can callus over, and then you can just add water till the cows come home, and it's not going to do any good. So you got to keep the water on there for the whole time.
Okay.
So that's just a few hints on what to do when you go to buy the tree. Once you get it home, enjoy.
All right, we've got more, though, to talk about. So let's take a quick break. I do have a couple texts coming in. When we come back, let's talk about the best way to prolong your Christmas tree. Maybe you've got some tips for us here. If you'd like to text in any other questions or you have some Christmas tree tips, 850-437-1620. Back here on the Garden Line, Mike Wiggins is here to answer your questions. We have some texts coming in. Yes, we got a little silly with the vodka. Some of you might have already hit the vodka this morning. Please don't water your artificial tree unless it needs some encouragement in life, maybe. I don't know. How long should a Christmas tree generally last? And another question, how can I prolong the life of my Christmas tree, especially if we're putting them up sooner and sooner?
Exactly. A lot of that is what we've talked about already, is to water is the key. Water is the key. However, keep your house cool, maybe a little cooler than normal. Don't have it anywhere, as I said a minute ago, near a fireplace or a heater. Maybe even a window that faces to the west that gets a lot of sun. Maybe put the Christmas tree somewhere else. And variety makes a big difference. I think your Fraser firs are probably going to hold the needles better. Now, I'll be honest with you, I have Fraser firs the last couple of years, and sure enough, I'm sweeping up needles when I take it down. I used to have a friend growing up who kept their Christmas tree every year until Easter. And I'll tell you right now,
it was
a stick in a stand. It was horrible insofar as what it looked like.
But anyway, I think that there's a section in the CDC and everything to not do that.
Exactly. But, I think it'll last. If you put a Fraser fir up there, it'll be pretty and well into the new year, no question about it, maybe even a little bit longer. But I think you've got to do all that other stuff about checking that water frequently and not having any vents and that type of thing. So,
yes, don't put it under a heating vent or next to your fireplace.
Exactly. You don't want to do that.
Although it looks pretty.
Don't do it.
You don't want to do it.
If you're really concerned about how long it's going to last.
God forbid an accident happens,
Exactly. But if you buy the tree this weekend and you don't want to quite put it up yet, and you put it, say, on the east side of the house, and you make that fresh cut, and you stick it in a bucket of water, or have a Christmas tree stand that holds water, leave it outside. Maybe get your hose. If I'm not going to put it up quickly, I'll get the hose and kind of spritz it, if you will, And then if you put it up first week in December, you should be in good shape.
Okay.
You really should.
Exactly. Very cool. You know what I saw the other day on TikTok?
What is that?
Not on TikTok. It was on Pinterest, but somebody shared a video from TikTok. But it was a viral video. Instead of wrapping in a circular motion around the tree from bottom to top or top to bottom, this woman showed how it's better to drape up and down in vertical lines. So instead of going horizontally, go vertically. It's easier to get the lights on and off if you have to replace them. It actually can make the lights look brighter and fuller. And if you end up having to, you know, take the lights down, they don't get ruined in the process. It's a lot easier to take them off the tree.
That's good advice. I've never thought about that.
I
might try that.
I think I'm going to try that this year.
Yeah, that's good advice.
I'm always up for something. I mean, and it's really easy to take them off, she says, if you know, decide, oh, I don't like it that way.
Right.
But
right.
I like very pretty white lights on my tree.
Oh, I do too. I use white lights. Now, I do put multicolored lights on my Nellie R. Stevens holly in my backyard. I have these hollies lined up on a fence. And I put my colored lights on those with my automatic remote to turn them on.
Yes, there you go.
Lazy guy.
Well, and I like, I don't mind the flocked look when I go to different places, but we have a mini outdoor flocked tree for like the front porch. And it's really pretty. I like it. And I think we bought it like last minute. It was the last thing at Target one year when we were running down to the wire for Christmas. And we didn't have a tree yet. We were moving. And it's really sweet to look at. But now you're seeing more and more. I saw somebody the other day. They have a black Christmas tree. It's flocked black. And all their ornaments are silver and black. And then they have white lights.
Is there some reason for that?
I don't know. I'm going to check in on them and make sure they're okay. But
yeah, I think so. I think a visit would be appropriate.
I see. Yeah. You see pink. There's, of course.
Oh, yeah. So all of the year, blue. I've seen blue. Oh, yes.
Yeah. There's all different colors. Talking about watering your tree, Malcolm was here. Our good friend Malcolm Ballinger was here yesterday. And we've come to the conclusion that our listeners are just as zany and kooky as us. And somebody
said, impossible.
I know.
That's impossible.
Especially with me. But somebody says, don't let your dogs water the tree.
Great advice.
It is good advice.
It is good advice.
I talked to the dog about it.
Yeah, I'd chat with the dog too and
set
some rules.
The dog is usually like, why is this in the house?
You know, what is
We're not supposed to bring things into the house.
Exactly.
Why is this in here?
Exactly. that's something else. That kind of, this is a little bit of an aside, but we're going to talk about this. We're probably not going to have time today to talk about all these plants I'd like to talk about. But you've got to be aware, especially if you have babies and dogs or cats, the house plants that you put in your house, insofar as their toxicity is concerned. Some of these plants, you just don't want, you know, somebody chewing on them, taking a leaf.
Put it up high.
So put it up high. And I think that includes poinsettias, too. I think you need to be careful with those if you have little ones around and dogs and cats that would be prone to do that. So be careful. Do a little research. Do a little research. You can Google that in just a second to see which plants are going to do good, because we're going to talk about those plants probably next week. But there's so many that we can talk about, from Christmas cactus to calanchos to poinsettias, to holly, putting holly wreaths, cedar wreaths, fir wreaths, that type of thing. So next week we'll chat about some of that. But we're also going to talk about gifts, Christmas gifts.
Yes. And you know what? I can't wait over the next 2 to 3 weeks to see everyone texting in pictures of their Christmas cactus as it blooms. So I cannot wait to see that. Plus, we have the Camellia Show coming up. Next week, I won't be here, but Gracie Wolf will be sitting in for me here on the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Garden Line. So I'm sure she will be so excited to talk Christmas gifts. She's such a gem. Let's take a quick break before we wrap things up. Thank you for texting in. All the jokes aside, we want us to have a merry, safe Christmas, or just a merry, safe decorating time for this Christmas season. I'm Jenna Barr. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned. We've got more coming up. All the Christmas tree jokes. Thank you for texting in this morning. I appreciate it. I feel like it's a good way to go out into vacation is with some Christmas tree jokes. Some of them are just bananas. But thank you for texting in. Of course, Mike Wiggins will be back next Tuesday. More Christmas talk or Camellia talk. You never know what will happen. But we will also, in the upcoming weeks, have our Christmas episode where we have everybody text in pictures of their Christmas displays.
How cool is that? That'll be fun.
I can't wait.
That will be fun. Yes, that we have kind of covered the Christmas trees, and I hope we'll publish all those jokes. But
I don't know if some of these are.
I was just
going to
say maybe not. Yeah. Maybe not.
Well, we've had so much fun. Thank you so much for texting
in
this morning. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you from me and Mike on the Garden Line here on News Radio 92.3. Be safe. Eat well. Spend lots of time with your family and friends. Make lots of memories. And of course,
go Seminoles.
There we go.
Thank you very much.
Go Seminoles. And stay tuned. We have Pro Health coming up next.